5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. It's that time of year again. It's baseball season. Major League has been in spring training mode for a few weeks now, and we just had our first baseball practice for John's team yesterday. Today, we're going to read two baseball poems titled Sunday Baseball and The Umpire's Home. These poems come from the book titled Right Off the Bat, written by William Kirk. Hopefully, you are ready to go for baseball season, whether you are going to be a participant or an observer or just a fan, and hopefully your team wins the pennant. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Sunday Baseball. The East Side Slashers were playing the Terrors, piling up hits, assists, and errors. Far from their stuffy tenement homes, that cluster thicker than honeycombs. They ran the bases like busy bees, fanned by the Hudson's cooling breeze. Mrs. Hamilton Marshall Gray, coming from church, chanced to pass that way. She saw the frolicking urchins there, their shrill cries splitting the Sabbath air. "Mercy," she murmured, "this must stop," then promptly proceeded to call a cop. And the cops swooped down on the luckless boys, stopping their frivolous Sunday joys. Mrs. Hamilton Marshall Gray spoke to her coachman and drove away, through beautiful parks or shady roads, past splashing fountains and rich abodes. Reaching her home, she was heard to say, "How awful to break the Sabbath day." The Slashers and Terrors side by side started their stifling subway ride, down through the city, ever down, to the warping walls of Tenement Town. Reaching their homes, the troublesome tots crept away to their shabby cots, and dreamed of the grass and the droning bees, the pure cool air and the waving trees, and how they had played their baseball game till the beautiful Christian lady came. The Umpire's Home. Where does an umpire live? You ask me that. Come, I will take you to an umpire's flat. Ah, here we are. 'Tis 5 flights up behind. Umpires are used to hiding. They don't mind. This is the entrance. It's a bachelor's den, for umpires aren't often married men. The owner's not at home, but come with me. I know him well, and have an extra key. This is the library, note well the books, dingy and dismal, like the umpire's looks. Lives of the Martyrs, The Deserted Home, Dante's Inferno, Rise and Fall of Rome, Paradise Lost, The Sinking of the Maine, Ballad of Reading Gaul, and Souls in Pain. The Death of Joan of Arc, The Convict's Woe, and all the works of Edgar Allan Poe. This is the dining room, all done in black, with rugs of drab and tapestries of sack. Notice the mottos of the gloomy walls, drink to the countless strikes that I called balls. A toast to all the close ones that I miss, a curse upon the man who loves to hiss. Where does an umpire live, you ask me that? Well, I have shown you through an umpire's flat.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle found its place in history.